of eternal life.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish it, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all of your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. If you are gathered here today, it is safe to assume that you identify as a Christian or that you have some sort of vested interest in the Christian faith. I think that's safe to assume, right? Or that you're forced here by a Christian or somebody that has some sort of vested interest in the Christian faith. And as one who bears the name, the brand, Christian, that is, as one who bears the very name of Christ, you are claiming yourself to be a follower, that is, a disciple of Jesus Christ. But discipleship, true discipleship, it has a cost. It costs money, obviously, to continue to do ministry, to keep the lights on, to support staff and clergy so that way they can put milk in little bellies like that one. Something that we're going to talk more about later at our meeting post-worship today. But I would like to direct you to the fact that Jesus's first point isn't actually the loss of possessions, but rather it's the loss of relationship or even life that comes with being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now, like many of you, I am from the Midwest, so I know all about Midwest nice. We don't like to rock the boat, and we would rather find ways of meeting in the middle and appeasing all people whenever possible, right? Midwest nice is trying to find a way to include everybody's opinion and position. But the problem arises when those positions begin to cause harm to others. Now, the gospel of Jesus Christ is loving, yes, full of mercy and grace, abounding forgiveness for those found at the foot of the cross. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is not Midwest nice. For the gospel of Jesus Christ, it speaks truth, a truth that many still find scandalous or even offensive. It's a truth that when proclaimed is held on and held on to as faith, becomes a barrier to some relationships in this world. For this truth, beloved, this truth are that kings are not God, And in fact, God in the person of Jesus Christ is more aligned with those who are found in the margins. The truth of the gospel is when faced with saving humanity through a force of a mighty God-king or to suffer alongside God's own people, God chooses suffering. The truth of the gospel is Jesus Christ and the way that he lived and the way that he died. And when we live with the same compassion, the same care for neighbor, the same washing of people's feet, the same feeding of the hungry, despite the personal cost to ourselves, then can we say that we are living fully into being a disciple of Jesus Christ. For it is through the work of Christ still alive in the world, through disciples such as these, that the kingdom of heaven is made real here on earth. It is through the work of Christ still alive in the world through disciples such as these that the kingdom of heaven is made real here on earth. It is through this work of the Spirit that reminds people of the resurrected Christ that promises that they too will have their resurrection. For the love of God and love of the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is no cost too great. For we know how this love can change and has changed the trajectory of the whole human race. And we are already witnesses to all that God is doing through the love found in the death and resurrection. More than witnesses, though, we are called to be disciples. Disciples of the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Amen.